Welcome to Adventist Waves.
Can you share with us a piece of music that really reflects your style?
Yes. The song Free, which was written from the text, John 8:36, whom the sun sets free is free indeed.
When I lift my eyes to the hills, I remember where my help comes from. There's no darkness that your light can put out.
Hi, welcome to Adventist Waves. I'm your host, Khan Ellis, and today I have a very special guest on the podcast. I love producing this podcast. One of the best ways that you can help us spread the word is to leave a review. Write a short review on Apple and give us a rating on wherever you listen to your podcasts. And for those who are listening, you can get a shout out on the podcast just by leaving a review for us wherever you hear it. So thank you so much for coming on to the and listening to Adventist Waves, and I hope that you're blessed. Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. Did you know that just for as little as $5 a month, you can become a sponsor and help us to keep Adventist music thriving? Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist music one episode at a time. This week, I'm going to be talking with Kay Anthony. He is a musician all the way from the United States and from the Caribbean, I believe. Jamaica, right?
Yes.
Cool. Well, it's so cool to get you onto the podcast, Kay Anthony. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about who you are and where you're from?
Hey, thank you for having me. So I was born in Montego Bay, Jamaica, grew up in Falmouth, where I attended the Falmouth Seventh-day Adventist Church. I attended a primary school in Falmouth. After completing that institution, I went to Harrison Memorial High School, which is a Seventh-day Adventist institution. My passion for music started when I was about 12 years old. I started singing at church and also formed a group in high school. After completing high school, I wanted to become an agronomist. That has something to do with soil testing. So the institution wasn't accepting at the time. And so my mom said, you know, I thought pretty much for me, I think the Holy Spirit directed her. She asked, you know, if I had any interest of studying music at least for a year, and I got enrolled in Northern Caribbean University, which is the premier Seventh-day Adventist University in the Caribbean, I would say, in Jamaica, Mandeville, Jamaica. And so I would say that's a bit of my background. I have one sibling, his name is David. I grew up with my parents. Yeah. That's a bit about me.
Nice, bro. Hey, can you tell us a bit about like a moment that you felt inspired to be a musician?
But I felt inspired to be a musician. Interestingly, I've always been passionate about music. But it's when I started university and studying music on a much higher level, the idea came to go forward in terms of becoming a recording artist. So a friend of mine, she said, you know, you've always been singing other people's song. Have you ever thought of writing your own? And I never did. And so that same evening, I wrote my first song, which wasn't a Christian song. It was actually a Valentine's Day song, a love song. But God did something with that. It moved from that to, for some reason, something was birthed inside of me. And I became more interested in doing more in recording. I think it was fascinating. So I reached out to someone who was much older in the music program and I said, hey, do you have any contact to any studio, professional studio where I could record? And he said, yeah. He gave me the information. I told my mom what my objective was at the time. And she said, okay, I would sponsor the recordings. And that's how I started doing recording as a singer-songwriter. Started with some friends. Darryl Davis, Andre Milford, they were like brothers pretty much to me at the time, and I never looked back.
So tell us about your the albums that you recorded then. What are the names of them?
The first album I recorded, and unfortunately I didn't release it. There were some issues from a management perspective, which taught me how to forgive. And I had to move on from that. So my first project came much later. Can I remember what the project name is? Probably not. Yeah. I released quite a bit of singles, a few albums. But my first song, professionally recorded, was Everything to Eat.
Okay. That was a single?
Yes, that was a single.
Oh, okay. And since then, how much have you recorded?
I've never taken the time to count. I've no idea, to be honest.
That sounds like you've had a lot of experience in the studio then.
I am.
How would you describe your music to somebody who has never heard it before?
It's sometimes hard because I'm a bit eclectic. So I was classically trained, but I'm contemporary in nature. I don't think it's because it's always important to use a contemporary expression within the culture that you're living in to reach people, not necessarily diverting from your principles. It's because in communication, people need to understand and need to know where you're coming from. And there has to be a common ground experience. And so for me, I would say I am Christian contemporary in nature, and that is a spectrum. So I would do ballad, up-tempo songs, could be Afrobeat. I've delved in on the piano, but my passion is ballad, I would say. It's more soulful, more contemplative. So that's pretty much the music that I do.
Can you share with us a piece of music that really reflects your style?
Yes. The song Free, which was written from the text, John 8:36, whom the sun sets free is free indeed.
When I lift my eyes to the hills, I remember where my help comes from.
It's a song that I would say embodies who I am as a person. Allowing people to see the vulnerability of me as a person, as a Christian man. It was a moment where I needed to be set free from something.
Whom the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. Everything.
And I was crying out to God. But interestingly, I was going into a writing session with a producer friend of mine at the time, and I knew that there's something that God wanted to say to me and something that I wanted to say back to him, which was, I'm going through with this right now and I need you to set me free. But I didn't know how to put the words together. And interestingly,
I remember all that matters. There's nothing that I've done where I can boast.
I didn't want it to look like a flop going into the session. So what I did was just very simple. I knelt at my bed and I prayed and I asked God. I said, there's something that I can sense it that I need to say, but I don't know how to say. Can you give me the words? And immediately I could hear the song playing in my head.
It's free, always free indeed. Everything I was, you cast into the sea. Your forgiveness is my only memory. As I simply be one whom the sun sets free.
And I recorded it on a recorder. And so when I went into the writing session, I gave him the idea I had. And he loved it and made some change immediately. It was during COVID period, and so we were doing things via Zoom. And so that song was birthed from a place of transparency, a place of vulnerability, a place where I wanted people to know that it doesn't matter what they're going through. It doesn't matter their hardship. It doesn't matter their dark days. It doesn't matter how burdened they're feeling. Jesus is able to set them free.
Oh, it's free indeed. Everything I was, you cast into the sea.
Is that something that you really want people to feel from this song?
Definitely. The Christian journey can be a very interesting one. Sometimes people are not as obedient as they want to be. Sometimes they will hear within themselves that they're not good enough or they're not capable of living above certain sin. Sometimes they themselves might not have the interest in wanting to give up certain sin. That if you genuinely don't know that you're doing something wrong and find it hard to give up, you can literally say to God, God, I know what I'm doing is wrong. For some reason, I can't find it in my heart to give it up. Can you give me that heart to give it up? He will.
I completely agree with that, because it's something about just trusting in the Lord when we're struggling with something. We cannot overcome it of ourselves, but when we give it to God, that's when He can step in and give us the strength to overcome.
Amen. That's it.
Yeah,
I agree. So a lot of the songs I write is from personal experiences. Having the understanding that I'm not the only person going through this particular challenge as a Christian, or as a person who would like to be a Christian, or a person that just don't have any interest in being a Christian, but looking for hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's my desire that when someone hears it, it connects. They receive light. They receive hope, knowing that their current situation will not stay the same.
Take us back to the start when you started recording the song, when you were composing it. What was the process like of writing the song?
It's a very, very interesting process. Every process is, for me, is different depending on who you're working with. That specific producer wanted, for him, he thinks it for authenticity, for truth, for connectivity, it needs to come from your heart. And so it has to be something that you're bearing. It must be something that is just flowing from you. And so that was an interesting time, because it was a period of my life that I was going through something. And we spoke about it. And then I brought the song to his attention, the idea of the song to his attention, and we just get to work. It was so easy. We probably wrote that song in 45 minutes, which was very,
very fast.
Yeah. Just wanting to make sure that every move we made, every melody written, was evoking that emotion and telling the story that needs to be told. And so we were very intentional in the instrumentation, the cinematography of it, the sound, the orchestration of it. We actually were looking forward to the cinematography of the video, because I told him exactly how I wanted it to feel, the motion of it. It almost feels like a movie. And all of that was planned and executed. We did part of the production right there on Zoom. He was playing, very simple. Then it was time for me to go in to travel. I traveled 6 hours to his studio, which is in North Carolina. At the time, I was living in Fairfax, Virginia. And it's for me, when you send just the basic and the melody in terms of singing the song. It's not for me to sit back, internalize it, and put myself back to the place where I was based on all that is happening in the song and make sure that I sing the song this one time, conveying all the emotion so that when people hear it, every single time it would be the same. Because that's the one time I have, that's the one shot. I can't undo it and go back and do it when it's put out. And so every step was intentional, thinking of the person who's listening.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you really put your heart into the composition side of it and tried to intentionally craft this song, Free, to be something that would be an experience that would change people's lives.
Yes.
What do you want listeners to take away from that song?
The essence of the song is freedom.
When I lift my eyes to the hills, I remember where my help comes from.
We're no different from the children of Israel who were in slavery. The only difference is we're in slavery to sin.
Mercy, and forever I wanna be.
Jesus sent a redeemer for the Israelite. God sent a redeemer for us, Jesus Christ.
Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Everything I was, you cast into the sea. Your forgiveness is my only memory, as I simply be one whom the Son sets free. When I lift my eyes to the King, I remember all that matters. There's nothing that I've done where I can boast.
I want people to realize that they too can be set free. Interestingly, sometimes we don't even know that we're in bondage.
How you set me free. Whom the Son sets free, always free indeed. Everything I was, you cast into the sea. Your forgiveness. This is my only memory, as I simply be one whom the Son sets free.
And so my hope is that even for a person who is not a Christian, that is listening, they will be made aware that there's something missing from my life. And there's someone who can actually fix my problem. And his name is Jesus.
I am yours and I know.
Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. Currently, Adventist Waves is free for everybody to listen to. And in order for us to continue sustaining and expanding the show, we need listeners' support. Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist music one episode at a time. I've come to appreciate you as an artist because I think that what you have created here is something straight from your heart, touched by grace. And God has touched your heart by his grace. And through that, he is going to be touching other people's lives as well. I know there's many other people who are listening today on this podcast that maybe are thinking about starting out as a musician, what would you say to them, and how would you encourage them, and how would you encourage other people to support artists that are just starting out to be musicians?
To be a musician isn't the hardest thing today. However, to be a musician who is intentional, possibly you'll go through some rough times. I will regress back a little and go forward to your question.
Sure.
The song for you is really picturing myself or mirroring myself like Mary Magdalene, Mary that was caught in adultery, and how Jesus was able to set her free. And it's possible the same Mary who anointed his body. Now, for a musician, you can sing anything. You can even go for the fame. I have done that before. Or do you want a musician who God can use? For a musician that wants to be used by God, you have to ask for Jesus to come into your heart every single day, not just for a day. You have to ask for the Holy Spirit to transform you. And not take it for granted that you've been given this gift for your expression, for your fulfillment. The gift was given for you to glorify God and to care for your brothers in pointing them to the truth, to the way.
Yeah.
You need to be surrounded by people who actually believe in the gift that you were given. You need to be a student of the gift. So put in all the effort to make the gift the best gift possible. And the perfect story is the story of the talent. I don't think I was given the most remarkable gift. However, through my parents, through myself, I invested the time to develop. And so development is important, not because you're called, not because you're given a gift doesn't mean that you shouldn't add to it. Surround yourself with people with more wisdom than you.
Okay.
I believe that you should never be the biggest voice in the room, because at that point, you will not be able to grow. Allow yourself to move through the stages. You won't reach at the quote-unquote top or be able to know everything in one go. Takes time, and be kind to yourself, something that I wasn't always to my own self, that you need to grow. You need to go through the phases.
Yep.
You need to learn a bit more about yourself, and God will allow you to learn a bit more about yourself. And a key thing that, even at the point when I didn't know that I needed, was an accountability partner. With great gifting or gifting comes with great responsibility. Something too that I was short of. I had the anticipation and the work ethic to achieve. But achieving is one thing. Being prepared for the achievement is another. There's an expression, the higher the monkey climb, the more his rear is exposed.
Man.
And that can look really ugly.
Hey.
So before you work for that high achieving award or this acclaimed fame or whatever, you need to learn yourself first. What is inside of you that needs to die?
Uh-huh.
Or you push yourself past what God is trying to, the process God is trying to take you through, and then end up exposing yourself, and not just exposing yourself, but putting a shame to God's name.
Yeah. I'm sure people are well-intentioned, but sometimes they can unintentionally bring shame to God's name because they are actually seeking for God's for their glory which I mean, we live in a broken world and naturally we are selfish like that. So that can tend to happen, can't it?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with trying to achieve.
No.
Interestingly, unfortunately, also, I'm speaking from experience. So, some time ago, new to marriage, thought I had it all together. And for some strange reason, I started acting up crazy and doing things that even within myself, I couldn't believe. But thanks to God for providing a wife who is grace. Her interest for me is not your typical like, oh, I'm with a musician. There's some level of notoriety at the time, very extremely young. We got married. But I said this in another interview not so long ago, and because it comes home to me so bright, the Holy Spirit used her to prophesy in my life. I don't generally say that because I hear people use that term loosely. But I'm going to tell you what she said to me. When I was acting crazy, she just stood and looked at me one day and she said, oh my, what pity was deep, was more love, more, I don't know this person. What's wrong with you?
Mm.
It's not how I see you. This is not what I envision for you. And it cut me to the core. She said, the devil have you.
Mm.
She shook her head and she said, the day you fully surrender to God, the day you give him your heart, he is going to use you in a remarkable way. And listen, for some strange reason, I personally then could tell, and I can tell you now, it was if she wasn't the only one speaking. I could feel it. It's like God is saying, Kevin, Keanthan, what are you doing?
Sure.
And was using her to pierce me and bringing my awareness to where I was. And it took the time, the turn, the twist. You didn't ask this, but for anyone who is listening, to avoid all the twists and the turns, and sometimes it might not work out in your favor because you don't know what is going to happen, I would just say, submit to God from early. You don't necessarily have to go through the struggles and the hardship. Learn from someone else's experience. As a matter of fact, learn from my experience. Allow God to use you now without all of the turmoil. We pretty much have a lot of stories in the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
As an example of what not to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would say, just lean towards that.
Yeah, that's true. There's many scriptures that tell us the faults of men. I mean, they demonstrate the faults of this, you know, the fathers and things. And they're all given for our admonition, the Bible says.
Yes.
And so, I mean, if it wasn't the case, you know, that it would kind of discourage us. But because we know that God dealt with failing, sinful human beings like Moses and the fathers, we can also have that encouragement that he will also be with us and he won't forsake us because he's also done the same for them as well.
Oh, yes.
This brings us to a close of this episode of Adventist Waves. I hope that you have enjoyed this discussion with me and Kay Anthony. And if you like it, leave a review and hit us up on the comments if you have any questions or any follow-up questions from this episode of Adventist Waves, and I'll get him onto the podcast again and we can have another great discussion about his experience and any other songs that you guys may like to hear about, and we can explore that some more. So Once again, if you love this episode, share it with your loved ones and share it on social media and subscribe to this podcast so you can listen to all our episodes on a weekly basis. Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thank you so much for coming and listening to Adventist Waves.
Adventist Waves,